The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 5 at 5.
All right, quitting time on your Tuesday, 5 o'clock. The Drive is live this afternoon. Jets Pizza in Farragut. Trey and Bear down here with me. Parker Pewitt is back at the Fan Run Studios. He's got your top five at five. Go ahead, Parker.
All right. Number one, the College World Series is underway today. And as you guys said, the Louisville Cardinals lead 4-1 through four innings, but they are currently in a rain delay. Vanderbilt and Mississippi State was scheduled to follow, but has been moved to Wednesday. And I believe Tracy Rocker's son, or is it Tracy Rocker? Who is it that has the son that pitches at Vanderbilt?
Yes. Yeah, Kumar. Is that his name?
He pitches tomorrow.
Yeah, he pitches tomorrow. No comments? All right. Number two.
No, that's good. They're going to, Tracy's going out there.
I'm still mad about the fact that he's not pitching for Tennessee.
Yeah.
It bothers me. It does. It irks me. I'm bothered.
All right, number two. Reports saying the delicate relationship between Rocket stars James Harden and Chris Paul has become unsalvageable. According to Yahoo Sports sources, the backcourt mates went nearly 2 months without speaking to each other during the season. Harden supposedly hasn't returned any of Paul's attempts at communication this offseason.
James Harden, he's hard to get along with, guy, isn't he?
They said they didn't talk for 2 months during the season. They have not spoken in this offseason yet.
Could you imagine doing this and us not speaking for 2 months?
Just rolling in, doing the show, leaving.
That would be wonderful. No, I'm just kidding, big guy.
What are you trying to say, Dubs?
No, I mean, that is really weird. That is really weird. I mean, you hear so much in sports about team chemistry. This is the NBA, the pinnacle of basketball, huge business, and your two-star players don't talk.
You know, they're going to get rid of.
Because, like, we'll go. I mean, even doing that's just weird to me that you would work that closely with somebody, regardless of whether it's basketball or what we do or working in an office, and just not talk to somebody.
No, that's untenable situation.
They're going to get rid of.
Who do they get rid of? Chris
CP.
Paul? Do they get rid of?
No, you get rid of CP.
You keep James Harden?
Yeah.
He's pretty much got a rep now for you can't get along with him.
Yeah, but you can't get rid of him, man. First of all, he's younger.
Send CP to the Lakers.
And he's better. I mean, he's an elite scorer. I don't know. He's a championship guy, though, man. I mean, I would probably wreck it on the James Harden ever winning a championship. I don't think he wins playing that style of basketball, me personally. Go ahead, Parker.
Number three, we have an update on David Ortiz. In a statement released by Tiffany Ortiz, David's wife, she said her husband's condition has been upgraded to good by his doctors on Tuesday morning. Ortiz still remains in the intensive care unit at Massachusetts General Hospital, but he is continually making progress.
All right, good for Big Poppy.
How long do you think he'll end up having to be in there, Monk?
I don't know, Dr. Bear. You tell me.
I think it's going to be a long time because, do you remember one of our favorite shows, guy gets gut shot, and then he was in there forever on the show.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're basing the medical.
He's making a diagnosis on Big Poppy from 1,000 miles away,
right,
based on The Sopranos.
It makes sense.
That's what just happened.
Makes sense. Yes. Okay.
Parker. No, what I am saying is he's got more. He got shot multiple times in the back, and the bullets tumbled and hit numerous major organs in his torso. Yeah.
So, I mean, are we looking at 6-8 month comeback time recovery? You
know, he's day to day.
Yeah,
I mean, he's day to day, Bear. I mean, what are we looking at here, bro?
If you two will shut the hell up, I'll tell you.
Oh.
I'd say he's facing probably at least a six. I mean, he's still in intensive care. He's probably got 6 weeks just to make it out of the hospital.
He's in good condition. What does that tell you?
I would say most people who
but
are
he's
in
not
the hospital.
Not in imminent danger of dying from
most people
injuries.
Are in the hospital suffering from multiple gunshot wounds would probably not describe themselves as being in, quote, good condition.
Was I mean, it actually
if we got him on the air right now, he would not say, I'm in good condition.
He'd say, I love Boston.
Wrap up here, Parker.
All right, number four, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Kawhi Leonard is focused on the Clippers and not the Lakers if he leaves the Raptors. Woj says Kawhi wants to be in L.A., but the Lakers just don't have enough money to sign him, and the idea of him being a third wheel on a team trying to create a super team has not been Kawhi's M.O.
I was told the Lakers, when I was looking at an article, I texted another reporter who was in on it, said they only had like $26 million to roll with in cap space.
That's a shame.
Hate to see it.
How will they get by with only $26 million?
Wouldn't it be great if he went and won a title quicker and with the Clippers than he did with the Lakers?
No chance he stays in Toronto? Why isn't he staying in Toronto? Is it a money thing, or does he just not want to live in Toronto?
I think Toronto was one of those years where it all came together at the right time. I mean, they do have pieces up there, but I think the guy wants to market himself outside Toronto.
Taxes are higher up there too. All right, Parker.
It's cold as hell.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Parker Pewitt making his presence felt here this afternoon.
He's really
on the
better.
Drive. We are live on 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. We're streaming online at foxsportsknoxville.com and your free Fan Run app. Thank you for being along with us here this afternoon, kicking around a couple of topics here this afternoon on the show. Gary Patterson today back in the news. And a piece on The Athletic by David Ubben telling the story once again about how Tennessee just did not want poor Gary Patterson back in 2009. Told him he was too much of a football coach, whatever that means. And, well, the rest is history. We are looking back on, knowing what we know now, the past 10 years, and Gary Patterson has had about four double-digit win seasons in the Big 12 down at TCU. What would Gary Patterson's ceiling have been at Tennessee if Mike Hamilton hadn't made that massive blunder and hired Lane Kiffin over Gary Patterson? And here's the other thing. We talked with Andy Staples of Sports Illustrated about this earlier in hour number one. He mentioned, like, Kiffin would have been better, you know, if he had stayed at Tennessee, he would have been better off. Would we have been better off? In my mind, there's no way we are not going through NCAA probation. And you could say we went through self-imposed probation, ha, 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 whatever. There's no way that the NCAA doesn't show up on campus and smash Tennessee within 2 years if Lane Kiffin stays.
We'd have been Ole Miss.
Oh, we would have gotten hammered.
I mean, how
it was
you
bad
already,
enough it brought him on campus and they took out Pearl. That's originally why they
43?
Came to campus was Lane Kiffin.
Good point.
And it ended up costing us Pearl.
He committed, I think it was over 40 some odd violations while he was on campus for 9 months. What could he have done with 3 years?
Lane wasn't big on the rules, man.
There were more guidelines in his mind.
Okay.
Suggestions.
Lane train's different, man. The wildest story I've ever heard is that one that me and you heard.
He wrapped his Lexus around a tree with some co-eds?
No, it was about how when he got called for the NCAA.
Oh, yeah.
That story.
But by an eyewitness who was there.
There, yeah. And
what was it that when Tennessee went – this is a great story. When Tennessee went to the infractions committee in Indianapolis, because I don't think we've turned – we can tell this on the air now, right? This won't get – who cares? I don't care.
This is a great
they
story.
Went to Indianapolis, yeah. And it's like Hamilton and Kiffin is there and, yep, like UT's delegation or whatever, and it's like this big hotel ballroom.
Right.
Usually with a Hilton.
And they've got like a table set up in the front with like
pastries,
10 people
donuts,
on.
And
the front where all the administrators are. And it's set up like one of those Senate hearings, right, where he's going to go and sit at the table and they're all going to pepper him with questions and stuff. And so he gets up there and sits down next to his lawyer who's there with him. And they're like, they're on time. And he's like, all right, we'd like to begin. It's like 9 in the morning or something. And the guy at the NCAA introduces everybody. This is the infractions committee, and we've got so-and-so here and so-and-so there. They go down the run. Mr. Kiffin, thank you for being with us. We'd like to begin by asking you about, and Kiffin, like, taps on the mic. Excuse me. Excuse me. He goes,
no, he
could we, could you guys hang on just a minute? I was in a hurry getting over here. I haven't had anything to eat yet. There's like a table with some donuts and coffee on it in the back. And he says, I want to go get something to drink, eat real quick. This is an eyewitness source giving us the play-by-play. He said it was the most crazy thing he's ever seen. People are looking at each other on the infractions committee like, oh, this is highly unusual. And they're like, okay, I guess.
It's Lane Kiffin.
So Kiffin stands up, walks over to this table, pours himself a cup of coffee, puts in the cream, puts in the sugar, stirs it, takes a sip, goes over, picks out a donut, starts eating it.
He does
this for like 15 minutes. And the room is in total silence. These committee people up there are like, what in the hell is this dude doing? Like, people flown in all over the country for this. It's a major
thing. For time.
And Kiffin.
No, he wasn't stalling,
he's not stalling
time.
For time.
He's just hanging out.
He was making a statement, I felt like. He threw it out there.
He's sitting there. He's drinking his coffee, eating his donut. Had a couple of donuts.
What if he turned around and put his cup up?
So when he comes back, he's like, what was the question again? Did you repeat the question?
Yeah.
He was letting him know who was in charge of the room. He was in charge of the room.
Oh, my God.
That's how Kiffin
fantastic.
Operates, man. Whatever room he's in, except for Nick Saban.
I really want to text him right now and ask him if he did that.
Do it.
I am. That's the best story.
No, it's pretty good. So how would that's question one. How would Tennessee's football fortunes have been different over the past?
Do not text him that. Do not.
You don't want me texting that?
No.
Okay. I was going to now.
Because the guy that told me that story is a really good friend of mine.
So?
Do not text him that.
Why?
I just don't want you to.
All right. I'm going to call him then later.
Well, hell, go ahead and call him.
Just
big dong it. I don't care. Just don't. I don't.
We just talked about it on a radio show for about 20,000 people. The other topic of conversation, I got to get this poll live. I'm sorry. The poll's not in the field yet. It will be momentarily. Is applesauce a children's food? Yes or no?
Yeah, no.
It's breakfast food. That's about it.
Is applesauce a children's food? Yes or no? 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in, Parker will greet you as you call today. 546-8200. You get off work. If you're in West Knoxville, swing by and see us. We're at Jet's Pizza, Farragut. Right next to the shrimp dock on Kingston Pike. Swing in here and say hello. We've got a bunch of Smokies tickets left. The Smokies are in town this weekend. We have a big event coming up on Friday night with a bunch of former Vols. What tickets?
The Smokies game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come down and get these vouchers. They'll get you into any Smokies home game. Yeah, coming up Friday night, 7 to 7:30 before the game. It's Tennessee Legends Night at the game. Check out this list of former Vols that are going to be on field signing autographs at the game, at the Smokies game Friday night. D'Angelo Lloyd, part of that national championship, 98 team. Cam Sutton of your Pittsburgh Steelers. Marion County's own Eric Westmoreland, Cedric Houston from West Memphis, Arkansas, Jabari Davis, the J-Train, friend of the show, the great Tony Robinson of your 1985 Sugar Vols and the Replacements, Gerald Riggs Jr.,
the Replacements,
who was a great running back in the day. Yeah, that movie, The Replacements, Keanu Reeves, that was based on Tony Robinson, his scab team of... During the, what was it, the 88 strike bear? 88, 89?
Yeah, because the Redskins won the Super Bowl that year.
Makes sense.
And one, Terrence Fair.
T-Fair, former member of the Drive.
former co-host of The Drive. Those guys will be signing autographs at Smokies Park on Friday night. So swing by and check them out. Then Saturday night, it's Margaritaville night. They've got a special Jimmy Buffett theme going on. Menu includes grilled mahi-mahi, little shrimp action, drink specials out there on Saturday evening. And so that is pretty darn cool out at Smokies Park coming up this weekend. Swing by here at Pizza. We'll get you hooked up with a couple of tickets out to the ball game. Got some backyard burgers, coupons as well for free burgers. So swing by and see us. Jeff is next on The Drive. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, Jack.
Hey, Jeff, you're at Jets. What's up, man?
Not a lot, man. Hey, about to tear into this BBS. Hey, so I got I heard the question about the applesauce. I think it just depends. I mean, obviously, if you're sucking it from a, you know, the little pouch thing, I mean, you might want to.
Man, come on.
Kind of consider your life choices. But if you're eating it from, like, the man pail that they can, that they sell this stuff. They don't sell it in the little Mott's things anymore. That's the portion. I mean, the food isn't kids, but the portion there was a kid's amount of portion because how good applesauce is. But then someone over there in marketing land for whatever company does it sells it now like in almost like two or three times the size. Just throw it in the lunch box and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I know. I eat it for breakfast occasionally.
Now, but that question had got me thinking about where do they sell applesauce? So they sell it at the stores, obviously. But did you also notice it's a common staple at your Chinese buffets, along with the other fruit options. And then it got me thinking, am I the only one that does not eat fruit at the Chinese buffet? Like, if you're going to a Chinese buffet, you're not eating
the
fruit and the jello,
buffets.
Right? You're strictly fried rice, General Chow.
No, I'm not eating fruit at the Chinese buffet.
I don't eat at Chinese buffets.
What?
I don't eat at Chinese buffets.
Bear doesn't like good things that other people like, Jeff. Have you not been
inside? No, I do. I don't eat at buffets, period. That's disgusting.
No.
You don't eat at Chinese like buffet restaurants?
No. It's gross. If I want Asian food, I'm going to go to one or two places here around town.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Buffets are nasty, man.
Anti-buffet.
No. Anybody,
I mean, how are you able to eat large tons of Chinese food in one sitting if you don't eat at a Chinese buffet?
No. Bro, I got news for you. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors at that restaurant when you're going out there.
Yeah.
At least at the buffet, you can see it right there. The one I eat at,
on the ground
where I sit, you can see into the kitchen. And yeah, I can see exactly what they're doing back there.
So you just sit there. You go to this restaurant, and you just keep your eyes on the kitchen the entire time.
The table right
next
to the kitchen.
The moment you walk in there.
Not the damn entire time, but enough to know. I've been going to this restaurant for 30 years here in town. Quit being a wise guy.
Okay.
Don't sit here and act like.
Oh, calm down.
I'm calmer than you.
Calm down.
I'm calmer than you.
Calm down.
I mean, what's next? You don't eat at pizza buffets?
No.
Oh, the pizza buffet is the best. Love a good pizza buffet.
I'm somewhat of a germaphobe when it comes to, like, food. It's disgusting. No. If I'm going to eat pizza, I'm going to either go someplace like out here at Jets and get my own pizza, go to Big Ed's, you know, just all kinds of places. But, yeah.
Russell, do you partake in the Chinese buffet pastry?
The pastry?
Yeah, the pastry at the end of the line.
Too. Well, I don't. It's been a minute since I've been in a Chinese buffet.
It's either that or the pudding.
I usually just fill up on the dinner to where I don't have room for dessert.
You don't do the chocolate pudding?
No.
Well, you haven't lived until you've gone to the Chinese restaurant and you use the ice cream cone scoop thing that's like sitting in the disgusting cesspool of water that everyone's like kind of rinse it off. And made yourself a nice little Sunday. Okay, guys, Richard.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, Barry, you got to take some chances in life, man. You got to grab that spoon that's in the water.
I do every day, man. I don't take chances at Chinese buffets, though. I don't eat at any type of buffet.
Would you take chance to a Chinese buffet?
Who?
Chance.
No, if me and Chance go out to eat, we're going out to eat someplace good. We're both foodies.
Travis the Negaval is noting your negativity on the show today, Bear. Bear does have a good reason for being even more ornery than usual today.
I spent 55 minutes having the most surreal
conversation.
Encounter. No, there wasn't a whole lot of conversation. It was bizarre, man.
At?
The DMV.
You had a DMV experience gone horribly
wrong.
There was
nobody there, and I was forced to take a ticket.
Oh.
It was that kind of weird.
Yeah.
There's nobody there besides the people working there.
They might have been busy.
Yeah.
There was no one there.
But that doesn't mean that they weren't doing other things.
Can you imagine
their entire
walking?
Job is to renew my damn driver's
no,
license.
No. That is not their entire job at the DMV.
That's what this person was.
No, stop, Russell. Stop.
She was literally sitting underneath a sign saying driver's license renewal.
You got people at the counter. Uh-huh. Bear walks in. The place is empty. He still has to take a ticket and sit down.
Mm-hmm. Wait
just
his turn.
Staring at the lady.
There was no turns. I was the only person there.
So
this is the kind of crap I have to deal with. This only happens to
finally
me.
Finally, they called him God, 60.
Because God hates me.
All right, one at a time. I promise you are not the only one that has had bad experiences at the DMV.
Ever had to take a number somewhere where there wasn't anybody else standing there?
I don't know, Bear, but...
And the part that tripped me out was my number was 71, and they were on 68.
You do realize the DMV is notorious for these types of experiences. It's not a pleasant place.
I think that it's I swear to God, I think it's a government-funded or subsidized experiment.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it is government-funded. That's exactly what it is.
But
yes,
I think the whole point of it is I do think they license drivers and they, you know, all that stuff and collecting of taxes and fees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's an unknown component to the DMV where they, you know, they're psychologically testing wide swaths of the United States population by putting them into absurd situations.
Damn aliens.
I mean, if I walk in, there's nobody else. Why do I got to take your damn number, Russ? Then it was just off to the wrong foot. You know how I am.
What was the person doing while you were waiting?
Looking at a computer screen.
Were they typing anything?
I couldn't tell because I wasn't allowed to go past this line in the room. There was a line in this room. I had to go sit over there.
Cross this line you do not cross.
Then the whole picture thing, and I didn't like my picture, and she didn't want to take another one.
That I think that we're getting to the real root of it.
Right.
You don't like your picture.
Yeah.
That's it. We know how you don't like having your picture taken to begin with.
I don't like having my picture taken.
Sir, you've retaken this photo 8 times now. We're going to need you to move on.
No. Because I don't want it taken again. I'm just going to complain.
He's like, you got some Photoshop. You had a little more hair up there. And
no.
Rolling there like Johnny Drama to the Apple Store.
Can I see it?
No.
Let me see it.
Now, why don't we take Rick Butler? We'll go outside during the commercial break. I'll let Rick kick me in the nay-nays.
Pull it out.
Let me see it.
No. You know I'm not going to let you see it.
Let him see it.
No. Because you're a clown. And I don't trust you in stuff like this.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
That I'm going to clown you on the show?
Yeah, it will involve my humiliation.
Posting on Twitter.
I know that you love me in your weird sociopathic way.
Oh,
but
geez.
You were talked about earlier, and so was Brandon Orrick.
Yes.
Talk Sports was diagnosing who at the station was a psychopath and a sociopath.
Oh, that's true.
Where did I come in?
Highly narcissistic, megalomaniacal personality. No, they didn't. They did say Brandon would be the serial killer at the station, which I thought was a little harsh. But
I can kind of see it.
I came on around 2:05. Yeah.
But no, you're not going to see it, man.
Please.
You know I don't. There's very few pictures of me.
That's 100%. It had nothing to do with the weight. It was all about the picture.
It did, because I mean there was a line and you had to go sit over here.
What don't you like about the picture?
I just don't like it.
Like anything specific is like
no.
the color, like that's what I always look like, a pale, you know, ghoulish type figure in my driver's license photos.
It's like they train on how to make you look as bad as possible.
Walking out of the studio, stupid camera. Stupid camera.
Why don't they just let you bring in a picture of yourself, one that you like, and you can give it to them?
But you're bringing your glamour shot, right?
And as long as the guy there, like, it looks like you, yeah, go ahead and use that. How about that?
You're good. Yeah,
probably save money, too. They don't have to have a photographer there.
I have a self-kiosk
bring in
the state
your own
of Alabama.
Picture.
Well, that, yeah.
Bring in your own picture.
Yeah, that's true.
There, we just solved a huge problem.
Phone booth, too.
Nobody likes their driver's license photo. We just solved a huge problem, saved the government a lot of money because now they don't have to take the pictures anymore. You bring in your own picture. What's wrong
it's
with
like
that?
A headshot.
Because they have to be able, they want to make sure it's you in the picture. And the way they do that is they have a government employee take a picture of you at their office.
Well, you just have a guy. And like if it's clearly not
I've
you,
got a
then
guy.
they don't have to let you use it.
Sir, this guy looks 25 years younger
than
you.
Bro, that's not going to work.
Bring a picture from high school.
They had an incredible amount of rules that I thought were superfluous and unnecessary, Russell.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, bro.
Stay with us.
I couldn't lose my temper because the highway patrol's in there.
The drive continues. Local radio host arrested at the Department of Motor Vehicles today after he went off on a poor DMV employee. They've got like some old lady there. I don't understand. I was just finishing up my lunch break
he
and playing
was
a little
so
solitaire.
Mean.
He was so mean.
The words coming out of his mouth.
I've never heard that many F-bombs before.
I'm going to sue that Fox Sports Knoxville.
What are they going to sue us for?
Emotional distress. He was like an out-of-control bear.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. It's Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
To the Drive. Get some.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Portions of our show today brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Jiffy Lube, now with 9 locations throughout the area to serve you. Everybody got to get that oil change. You're getting set to go out of town on a summer vacay. Got to make sure that car is operating in tip-top shape. And again, you got 9 Jiffy Lubes all over East Tennessee, so no excuse not to get to a Jiffy Lube before. Get that oil changed. Get those filters changed. Make sure your hose is and everything in good shape. 5 of the area locations are Jiffy Lube multi-care facilities. That means they go far and above and beyond just the standard oil change procedures at the Jiffy Lube multi-care facilities. They are authorized Michelin dealers. They can hook you up with a new set of tires. They can handle most maintenance and mechanical issues. They can do brakes. They can do all kinds of stuff at Jiffy Lube multi-care facility. To find the Jiffy Lube nearest you, all you got to do is go online to JiffyLubeKnoxville.com. That's JiffyLubeKnoxville.com. While you're there, you can download a coupon for $10 off your next visit to Jiffy Lube here in Knoxville. Let's go to the Twitter poll here, where the applesauce debate, the great applesauce debate of 2019 is raging.
Well, I'm right.
The great applesauce debate of 2019 is raging, much like Bear at the DMV.
Am I getting at least some good feedback?
This is a good debate. We've had a run of really solid debates.
You're welcome.
Here lately on the Drive.
You got to hear Ricardo?
Ricky. The nature boy, Rick Butler.
The Blitz. Get blitzed. Get blitzed. 10 to noon. Every day.
He'll knock our sign over on the way out, dude. Clown. Clumsy, man.
Clown.
Is applesauce a children's food? 200 votes cast now on Twitter. 52% of the audience says yes.
This one's going to be right down the middle.
Yeah.
A lot of people eat it for breakfast.
48%.
Probably need it as a snack at the house, but I'm not getting it if I go out to a restaurant as That's just weird. That's just totally strange because it clashes with everything that you'd eat at Red Lobster.
I don't think it does.
Now, several of you are pointing out you eat it with pork chops.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I do think, like, we'll eat, I like pork chops with some rice and applesauce, maybe. I like the, what do you call this, like, the chunks of apple and, like, the goo?
Oh, you talk like a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Those are just like baked apples.
Baked apples, yeah. I like baked apples with chops.
Too much for me.
A little sugary.
I don't eat pork chops either.
You don't eat pork chops?
Nah.
What do you have against pork chops?
Still need a whole lot of pork.
It's down to 51-49 now.
I mean, guys, look. I mean,
tight debate here.
Now,
I'd be surprised if it's impassioned as is Jackson Rural.
I'm still getting stuff. Somebody just hit me. Yeah, somebody hit me with like an article about Jackson and said, "What do you think, Russell? Is this still Jackson still rural?" Like, yes. Y'all can send me all the articles about Jackson in the census. And all the big buildings it has and how many Starbucks it has. Like, I don't care. Jackson, Tennessee is rural.
It's a country.
It's not an insult either. I'm not meaning that's pejorative. Like, you know, where we're at right now, Farragut, like, this is a pretty rural area. Like, there's a farm right over there. Like, somewhere, if you draw a mile radius around where we are right now, there's farmland somewhere. This is rural.
That's
not
the
a bad thing. I love
that
it.
We're posting.
I love
it. Really starting to trigger. And look, I've got a head guy, chef, that wrote an article that said, here we go. Are you ready for this? My weird food combination, Red Lobster's famous cheddar cheese biscuits and applesauce. It is so good.
I can see that.
Well, I mean, if you do about maybe 24 bong rips in the parking lot before you go in there, maybe. You know, if you're pregnant and craving something weird,
I'm not a grass expert.
I think that's an odd combination.
Let's get John Tweed in here.
Well, it should be interesting.
Tweed, you're on the drive live this afternoon at Jet's Pizza in Farragut. What's up, man?
We say, boys.
Hey.
My mom does applesauce with pork, which is odd to me. But I haven't had applesauce since like, I was like, I don't know, 8 years old.
So you think it's a kid's food?
If I were to vote in the poll, I'd probably vote kid's food. But my dad loves applesauce with cinnamon on top.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect... I just wouldn't get it at a restaurant after eating linguine. That's all I'm saying.
Where is applesauce served at a restaurant? I've never even heard of that.
Red Lobster, apparently, according to Trey Wallace.
Look at all these different things on Google. Red Lobster, applesauce, Red Lobster, applesauce.
Well, they probably have it because there's people aren't adult enough to have seafood, you know, for kids and stuff. They don't mean it for adults to have it. And that's like ordering off the kids' menu, like the mac and cheese and chicken nuggets at the Chinese restaurant.
So let me ask you this, Trey Wallace.
Oh, God.
You're in
Mobile. Yeah.
Your hometown on the coast somewhere.
Yeah.
What's the best seafood restaurant in Mobile, Alabama? What's the place you go when you want some fresh shrimp, some fresh crab,
some ruby reds?
Probably the fish camp. Fish camp on the causeway.
Okay, so you go to the fish camp.
Or you go to bluegill.
They're bringing it up.
Oh,
fresh out of the ocean,
yeah.
Man. You can still taste the salt it's water on
off
it.
The Gulf. Yeah.
You're getting your fish.
Yeah.
And applesauce.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No, dude, it's a Red Lobster type thing.
So you go to Red Lobster specifically to eat applesauce?
Well, I have not. I have not been
I'm
to Red Lobster in over two and a half years.
No, but it's a major draw. It's a major draw, the applesauce.
It is a major draw.
Felix's Fish Camp.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to look up their menu.
How did you know Felix? Okay. I didn't know you were that good with Google.
Restaurants that serve applesauce. No way.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, that was quick. Like I said, fish camp, and you were like, I mean, you already got Felix's. Same people that own, Bluegill's good down there. You know, go to Wenzel's Oyster House.
Do any of these places serve applesauce?
I'm sure if you freaking asked them, they would.
Well, they no go way. Out to the store and get some. They'd be like, hey, I got some weirdo out here who wants applesauce with his linguine and clams.
It's not that it's that. It's like it's one of those signature little things that they do on the side. And like Red Lobster.
That's
I'm not saying every restaurant does.
Side? That's a blood damn thought goes in. Hey, open this can.
Yes, sir. I'm the maitre d'. I will be with you this evening. Our specials tonight are the swordfish, the grilled halibut, and a side of applesauce.
I'm trying to think of a... I do like apple butter. How about that? But I
love
cannot tell you the
butter.
Last time I had it.
My grammy used to make it when I was a kid, and like there's like four or five things that I cannot eat ever again. Because I ate a massive quantity of it hot before it was ready to be eaten. And apple, unfortunately, apple butter is one of those things.
I just don't get the hate, but that's fine.
For applesauce or for grown men eating applesauce?
If Parker's or listening both. To this back at the studio, Park, I want you to call the Red Lobster on Kingston Pike, and I'd like for you to conference them in, and then I'll talk to them when they answer.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
No, you sure about that?
Russ, is this the only poll of the day, applesauce, or we have something important?
And I kind
of
want to go down there and go eat there. It looks like it's a really good menu.
Oh, man, the almondine.
But I'm not seeing, I don't like almondine stuff, but I'm not seeing applesauce, man. Let me check the kids' menu.
Dang it. Okay. What's up, John? How you doing?
Boys, y'all have a good show. I ain't got anything else.
Thanks, Antagonizer. Appreciate it. Be good.
Desserts. Okay. Look under desserts.
Oh, God. I'm going to call Red Lobster myself.
New York cheesecake, lemon icebox pie, white chocolate, dark chocolate, bread pudding, moon pie, a la mode, mocha ice cream. Yeah, I'm not seeing applesauce, pecan pie, fried cheesecake, key lime pie.
I love me some key lime pie.
Absolutely. I would sling it back in your
of
face.
Course, of course you would. Twice. Of course.
I've never had key lime pie.
You've never had key lime pie?
No.
And,
you, like
and you're
wine.
From the coast?
Yeah, I'm not. Okay, I'm not some Jimmy Buffett craze.
Key lime pie is more of a South Florida key.
Do a pecan pie.
They do pecan pies down where he's from.
Delicious.
It is,
key lime pie.
I just don't like it. Too much like cheesecake.
I can't get over y'all. Don't know it. But whatever.
I don't eat a Red Lobster a whole lot. If I'm going to get seafood.
I don't either. I don't have anything in 2.5 years. But Cody was the one that, now I remember why I was thinking of Red Lobster. Cody said he was going there like 2 weeks ago.
I guarantee Cody didn't get applesauce.
I bet Pruitt eats applesauce.
Well, you got your applesauce.
Yeah.
Going? Nah, I'm not doing that.
What else do they have, Coach?
865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number. Tell you what, quick timeout right here. When we continue, we'll find out who's on the docket. Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. It's the shocking conclusion of the drive. Coming up next, right here on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it. The Drive. Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Things got out of control in Toronto yesterday. Four people were shot and wounded at a rally for the Raptors NBA championship. Three people have been arrested. They had a real problem with overcrowding there as droves of Raptors fans turned out.
How many people they end up with it now?
They said about 1.5 million fans packing downtown Toronto for a parade. The shooting caused a stampede. Tens of thousands of people. I mean, it was an absolute mess. And probably, in all honesty, you know, a stampede with 1.5 million people around. They're probably lucky that, you know, there were only three deaths.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been
the
goal.
Three people did die?
Yeah.
Were they trampled to death?
Or I'm sorry, no. Four people were shot and three people were wounded. It don't see any information about it. Maybe nobody died. It would be, a minor miracle. You know,
it reminds me of that. Howard Cosell broke the two pieces of tragic rock and roll news.
Yeah.
From Monday Night Football.
John Lennon,
and then when I think it was 11 kids got trampled at
The Who show
in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Jeez.
And they were in Cincinnati that night for a game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Meanwhile, an 11-year-old boy who was home alone when three people broke into his North Carolina residence turned the tables on the alleged criminals when he blanked.
Shot fireworks at him?
Attacked the intruders?
Yes. When he grabbed a machete and whacked one of them in the head.
Oh, snap.
11-year-old boy. Braden Smith said he knew he didn't have time to think or be afraid. Quote, I grabbed my machete off my wall and I went to hit him. Now, what kind of 11-year-old boy has a machete on his wall?
Probably the same one that have like a samurai sword.
Said he knew he had to act in the heat of the moment. Now the boy's family is demanding answers from the Orange County Sheriff's Office about how the alleged home invader slipped out of their grasp when he walked away from a hospital after being treated for injuries caused by the confrontation.
What?
Suspect, 19-year-old Jatavion Hall, was arrested after 1 p.m., more than 40 hours after he was spotted on surveillance video walking out of the University of North Carolina Medical Center in Chapel Hill with his head heavily bandaged and wearing a hospital gown. So
they let him get
this dude and his three partners robbed this house. 11-year-old boy's home alone.
Until Macaulay Culkin showed up with a machete.
He grabs his machete, runs out of his bedroom, and whacks this dude in the head with the machete. They start beating on him. They kicked him. He fell down. He picked up the machete, chased another guy around. They eventually left the house. And so this guy's been hit in the head with a machete. He goes to the hospital. They treat him, call the police. He's in custody at the hospital, right? Because they're like,
yeah.
You know, they call police. A dude just walked in with a machete wound to the head.
Yeah.
You're calling the cops.
So he's realizing what's going on. I guess he gets bandaged up. He just walks out and, you know, not waiting to be arrested or anything.
I'm surprised they didn't have him handcuffed.
Handcuffed
to the bed.
To the bed or something. Yeah.
You ever been in the hospital, like in the ER, and seen somebody like that?
No, he probably didn't if he just rolled up in the ER with wounds.
I take it you have seen a guy handcuffed to a hospital bed in the ER?
No, I saw somebody get handcuffed, but he wasn't.
In the hospital?
He got handcuffed for behavior while in the ER department.
Let that, you know, shoot him up with some Ativan, they're good.
That is the docket.
You really haven't? I mean, it's not that uncommon to see.
Well, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time in ERs. I've been to the ER maybe
not counting
two or three times in my life.
Huh.
It's a pretty cool place.
No, it's really not.
That's where you go if you want to stop on the side of the road and use the restroom. Never forget that.
Wait,
folks.
You go in the ER? I thought you just went in the hospital.
Go in the hospital. Yeah, go in the hospital.
You're not walking in like, I've got an emergency.
No, I got an emergency.
That's not the kind of emergency they're talking about.
No, I'm not pulling a Paul Pierce and getting taken out on a wheelchair.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
Sir, what seems to be a problem? I really got to go.
Take a number. Wait in line. Disability Advantage Group. Online at DAG-US.com, on Twitter at DAG Disability, on Instagram at DAG Disability, Facebook.com/Disability Advantage Group. They've got years of experience helping clients all across America obtain the compensation they deserve. Furthermore, their lawyers live right here in Knoxville. They're engaged members of our community, Jason Brill and the boys over at Disability Advantage Group. We appreciate their sponsorship of the show here this afternoon. You want to jump in here while we got a minute? 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Let's work in a call from Hambone. Good afternoon, Hambone. You're on the drive live this afternoon from Jets Pizza in Farragut.
What's up, Russell? Hambone here. Got a huge dilemma. Massive dilemma. I need major advice.
I got you.
So, my huge Vols fan. Mom knows I'm a huge Vols fan, too. So I'm back home last weekend. She says, I got a surprise for you. And I'm like, oh, this is whatever, you know. And she says, she pulls out a Vols helmet in the plastic. And it's got signatures on it.
Oh, no. I know.
I'm like, wait. Oh, man, what could this be? I was like, what happened? How'd you get this? And she bought a table at the FCA banquet at our high school. She said that these were given out to all the people who bought a table. So I was getting really excited. who could it be? Who could sign the helmet?
She's I like, know who it is.
He seemed like a really nice guy. So I got this helmet for you. I figured you'd want it. It's signed by Mike Hamilton.
I thought you were going to say Butch. That's not bad.
So the dilemma is,
you want to give the helmet away?
I can't keep the helmet, obviously, in my house.
Sure you can.
No, of course I can't. No.
Hey, Cole,
hold on. First of all,
give it to Roger.
Your ham bone, I can only imagine you take your caller, that was Mike Hamilton's nickname, right? Your caller name is after Mike Hamilton, correct?
No, I'm the ham bone. I'm the ham bone, Russell. I call in this show frequently as the ham bone.
Okay, that was his nickname, too. Mike Hamilton.
Well, it's fitting. It's fitting for maybe both of us.
I thought you were going to say it was signed by Butch,
it's signed
a dilemma,
by Mike Hamilton. So, do I keep the helmet and only get it out for when Mom comes and visits? Or do I toss the helmet just because of the... I mean, he did sign the helmet. His fingers,
really
his hands have been close to this helmet.
If it's really that big,
I don't want
deal,
that mojo in my house.
Hamilton, now I'm calling you Hamilton. Hambone, if it's really that big a deal, you could give it to a charity or something and tell your mom that you gave it to a young kid who, you know, had an illness or something. Yeah, something.
Mike Hamilton.
Yeah, you do something like that. Just give it to some kid in the neighborhood or something. You thought you were doing a nice thing. But I
don't want to pass the mojo off, Russell, to somebody else. That's another point of the dilemma.
Mike Hamilton also hired Bruce Pearl.
Off somebody else, that mojo's negative. It's going to follow them wherever they go.
Ambone, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, man. Listen, here's what you need to do. First of all, Mike Hamilton is one of the nicest, most upstanding people you'll ever meet.
Now, runs a fantastic charity.
Yeah, did he handle football coaching search poorly? Did he handle Bruce Pearl's exit poorly? Yes, but he also brought Bruce Pearl here to begin with. He was in over his head a little bit as AD, but he's a good guy.
He's a fine human being.
I wouldn't have a problem having a Mike Hamilton. It's a little bit weird. Maybe there's a goofy story behind it, but I wouldn't be like, get this out of my house. It has the stench of loser. I don't think it has any mojo to it.
If Hamilton wants to get rid of it, Roger collects all that stuff.
You give it to the caller, Roger.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll do something for
him. He's got autographed footballs from – it doesn't matter. I think he's got Butch's. I think I got him Dooley's somehow. He's got just about all the living coaches. I think he may even have a Kiffin one. He'd gladly take a helmet with Mike Hamilton's signature.
We've got Alvin Harper signed gloves.
Now, if your mother gets you, she's all excited to give you a Butch Jones signed helmet. How would you handle that one? That's the tough one.
Yeah, I ain't taking that.
Turn it around. Flip it where people can't see the autograph.
If your sweet old mother gives it to you and you don't want to be rude, like she's really excited about it.
The problem is my mom.
Okay,
was
you're
out
different,
early
but like he's talking about.
Some sweet old lady gives it to you.
Yeah. How do you handle that? You don't want to hurt her feelings.
I don't know. You throw it in the closet.
Put it in the kid's room.
You have to pull it out or something. I ain't looking at the thing. My mom's over in that crew with, personally, my mother is over in that crew with like Phil and Jamie. She gets out early.
That explains a lot.
She's a true Tennessee fan. I'm really not kidding either.
No, that explains so much.
It's terrifying.
Of your mindset, and
he's a damn idiot.
Were you just doing a Bears mom impression on the show?
What an idiot!
Yeah, he's a damn. They need to run him off. He's a damn idiot.
Mom, we're just sitting down for Sunday dinner. Can we wait a little bit?
Nah, you don't. You just don't talk about Tennessee football the past 10 years with
him. Hey, did you guys see the trailer for Last Chance U?
No, that's coming out soon.
July 17th, it'll be out.
My dude, Jason Brown's back.
They go 2-8 this season.
The season just went to
2-8.
Hades in a handbasket.
They only won their first and their last game.
Ooh. So after, are we going to see the thing like superimpose Coach Jason Brown?
Yeah, I'm sure Netflix, since they have the rights, they're going to – this will be a wacky season.
Hey, folks, big thanks to Jets Pizza for having us out here. This has been fantastic. Thanks to everybody who came out to see us today. If you are looking for something to do with the family, they got a great family room over here. There's an Allen Houston Knicks jersey over there I see. That's a great place to go and bring the kids and have a nice night of pizza and fun. And then over here they've got the bar area, so you can come by. Dad can come by here and have a cold one. Great food, great atmosphere, great people. We appreciate their support of the show. Show up. Show them some love. Let your server know that you heard us talking about it right here on Fan Run Radio. Jets Pizza, Kingston Pike, and Farragut.
All right, Russ.
Quickly.
It's the end of the show. I'm going to give you a chance. If you want help carrying all this crap out, I need an apology for making fun of me at Old Ben Franklin when I fell down the flight of stairs.
I'm sorry.
I can't do it.
I'm sorry.
All right. Can't do it.
I'm sorry.
Have fun helping him, Trey.
All right, we will be back tomorrow, 3 to 6, overtime, coming up next right here on The Drive. Big thanks to Parker Pewitt for all his hard work behind the scenes in the Fan Run Studios. Excellent job by you today, Parker. We'll be back tomorrow right here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio.